All right, we are now live and on air. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Psychic Talk Radio. You are listening to Reverend Adam. This is your host. This is Reverend Adam Lee. I thank you all for trying to be patient with me here. It's been a few difficult past couple of weeks trying to get to the show, but as usual, we're going to go ahead and take callers here momentarily on today's show, and we're going to do one question per caller. We're going to try and answer your questions as quickly and accurately as we possibly can. For those of you tuning in and listening, when we bring you each on air to ask your questions, please say your name, where you're calling from, and go right in your question. Also, for those of you tuning in and listening to today's show, we have a new special for today's show only going on our website, which is going to be a psychic reading, which is 15 minutes for only $5. Regular price is $19.95. So this is a pretty good deal, everyone. You're going to want to go over to our website at howpsychic.com. Take advantage of the 15-minute reading, which is a private reading, can be done over the phone, and you will actually be able to get a really good deal on that, okay? So please check that out. The website is howpsychic.com. Okay, now we're going to go ahead and take our first caller here. Our first caller is area code 631. Hello, caller, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right in your question.
Yes, good night. Good evening. My name is Suzanne. I was wondering about love life. Someone hasn't called in about 3.5 weeks. I don't know if they're going to call again, or I met somebody kind of new. I'm talking on the phone. I haven't met him. You see anything with him or the one from the past or not either one of them? Or
We do only one question here per show, so which one would you like to know about the most?
I guess the one from the past.
The one from the past. Okay. And you haven't heard from this person in how long, you said?
3.5 weeks.
3.5 weeks? Okay,
yes.
Give me one moment, please. Yeah, from what I'm gathering here, and I'm very honest on the show, what I see, you get, good or bad, okay? This is how I operate. So what I'm seeing here is that this person does have an interest to get in contact again with you. However, there is a large amount of procrastination, and one of the things that I get from this individual right now is that they're off exploring their self, and they're trying to just go out and kind of be irresponsible in their own lives, okay? Do I feel contact with them in the future? Most certainly. And to give you a timeline on that, give me one moment here. Yeah, the timeline on this one is between the 16th and the 21st, okay? You could be receiving communication between the 16th and the 21st. You may end up receiving communication sooner than that, but this is the timeline that comes out with Spirit right now, okay? There is an interest there, but it seems like this person doesn't necessarily have all of their faculties with them. What this means to me is that they have a little bit of emotional issues and some emotional trauma. So I would say that this individual is somewhat in a psychological standpoint unhealthy at this time. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Well, thank you for calling in, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, for those of you tuning in and listening to today's show, please don't forget to visit our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. Our next caller today is area code 702. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Good evening. My name is Craig. I'm calling from Las Vegas. And my question for tonight is, I've been applying to jobs here in Vegas and in the Midwest. Where do you see me getting a job at?
All right. You've been applying in the Midwest as well as Vegas? I didn't quite catch that.
Yes, I've been applying for jobs in the Chicagoland, Indianapolis area as well as Vegas.
Okay. Chicago is the one that sticks out to me the most, as well as Indianapolis. But Chicago is the one that comes up as the most lucky right now. Okay. I am actually seeing you getting some work before this month is out. We're looking between the 26th and the 28th of this month, okay? This is when I feel you may actually have a job interview and be hired on the spot of the interview, okay?
Wow, okay. Well, thank you very much.
The only other thing coming through right now is that there is a, they're trying to tell me a letter, and I'm trying to listen, so hold on one moment. Yeah, the letter that's coming through here is a D, so I don't know what companies you've applied with that have the letter D in front of their name. But this is something that you might want to look out for, okay?
Okay, all right. Well, thank you very much, sir.
And thank you, and you have a wonderful evening.
Oh, you too.
All right. For those of you tuning in and listening to today's show, our website is howpsychic.com. We have a $5 special for 15-minute reading on our website for today only. Regular price of that is $19.95. So please go to our site now and check it out. You can find that underneath the category for psychic readings on our website. Our next caller today is area code 661. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yeah, my name is Brandy, and I'm calling from Dallas. And
yes, hello,
I have
Brandy.
I had a question about sometimes in the past I've had problems rubbing people the wrong way, and I was just curious why that is.
Well, Brandy, I'm going to tell you exactly why it is, okay? You're a very sweet, kind-hearted individual, and you do care about others. But one thing that we have sort of I'd call it a curse and a blessing all at the same time, okay? You can see the truth. You can see the truth in people right away, okay? You always have a way of looking at the truth and seeing people for what they are, even when you just begin to meet them, okay? You also have a way of being able to speak the truth without any filtration sometimes. And to be honest with you, I wouldn't have it any other way, okay? And when you're kind of rubbing people the wrong way, you know you're pissing off the right people because you're on the right track.
Right.
The thing here is that you can't really care about what others think, because the only person's opinion in your life that really matters is your own opinion, okay? And that's
right.
Not a bad thing, believe it or not. It's just perception. The way that others affect us is our fault. What they choose to do and how they choose to act, well, that's their responsibility, not yours.
Right, yeah, that's true.
Okay. So word of advice from the spirit world, but you are a highly gifted person, and people view you as a threat, okay? Why they view you as a threat? Because they think that you might be better than them. They might have some jealousy because you might have skills that they don't have. And it might be because you actually threaten a little bit of their ego, to be honest. So keep that in mind while you're pressing forward through life. And remember, at the end of the day, you bring love and light to everyone you touch, whether they know it or not. Okay?
Oh, thank you so much. That made me feel good. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Our next caller today is area code 843. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Adam.
Hey, Pooja.
This is the only way I can get
How you doing,
hon?
All right, so you're going to state your name, where you're calling from, and you're going to go into your question now.
Okay. My name is Pooja. I'm calling from South Carolina. And my question is, I just want a message from, you know, wherever about what I should be doing the next few days.
All right. Give me one moment, Pooja. Hold on. All right. For the next few days, one of the messages here is to really focus on clearing out the energy of the past. And if you know what I'm talking about here, we've had these
mm-hmm.
conversations. Clearing out the energy of the past to bring in the new. Focusing on the business that we've talked about is top priority over these next few days.
Mm-hmm.
Remembering to say thank you to the guru as well, because he has sent you quite a bit of energy today and last night.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Pooja.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Our next caller today is, give me one moment here, going to be brought on momentarily. I'm just trying to see who we have in the queue. All right. For those of you tuning in and listening, we have a 15-minute special going on for only $5 on our website. So please check that out. It is regular price of $19.95, and that can be found underneath our categories for psychic readings. You go to online store psychic readings, psychics, and you can choose which reading you want. Now, our next caller today is area code 610, and first three digits are 442. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, hi. My name is Sonia. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. I had a question about I was recently laid off from my job in December, and I've been looking for work. And I wanted to see what you were picking up for me.
Okay, give me one moment here, and we will definitely find out for you. All right, we're looking at a time span of about 3 weeks here, which isn't too bad. The spirits are saying that you need to keep applying at different places, keep going out there, doing what you have to do. But we have a feeling one of the places that you've applied at is going to call you within about a three-day time period, try and set up a time for an interview with you, and then that looks like it's going to be a job offer. But you're going, once this door opens, you may end up having more than one offer on the table. Do not decline any offers. Just wait until you're sure which one you want to take, okay?
Do you feel it's going to be the medical or pharmaceutical field, by any chance?
I'm looking more at the pharmaceutical than the medical.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, our next caller today is area code 201. Hello, caller, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right in your question.
Hi, I'm Maria, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Yes, hello there, Maria in New Jersey. Go right ahead.
Hi. Yes, my question is, I have a professional relationship with a man, and I was wondering if you saw that going into anything personal.
Okay. May I have his first name only, please?
Rob.
Rob. Okay. Give me one moment, please.
Sure.
Okay, well, I am very honest here. I tell the good and the bad whatever I see. Okay.
Right.
I think that there is a romantic attraction from both ends here. You're not hallucinating. Okay. You're not going crazy. There is something there. However, I feel that there is a fear on this person's level to go any deeper. Okay. And I feel that while it could go somewhere, I really wouldn't depend upon it. There are many other options that are coming your way, both for financial and career-type stability, as well as stability and success within your own love life. So this one seems like, yes, there is an attraction on both sides, but they have that fear, and they really had trouble trying to overcome that fear to make anything happen here. And this has been going on for a little while now, to be honest with you. If they haven't done it yet, they just might not do it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So
thank you
for calling in. May you be blessed.
Thanks.
All right. Well, we have a revisitor here on the show, a repeat caller. This is Mary Lou Who. Hello, Mary Lou. How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
Good. I haven't heard from you in a good coon's age.
I know. It's been a while, huh?
Yes, it has.
I know you need to get your callers to come through real quick, so my question is love life.
Yes, yes, okay. And it seems like we're in a different position now, hon.
Okay.
So I need a little bit more specific question. What do you need to know?
Oh,
because we're looking at a different
up,
circumstance now.
Do you see any movement in my love life?
Okay, that's positive. Let me go with that one here. There is actually movement coming up within about 6 to 7 days, so just around about a week, okay? And what I want you to do is just try and hang in there. Obviously, you've been doing that for so long now, but I do see it coming just around the bend. This year is actually going to be a tremendously better year for you in the love life, and even the finances are really going to be a lot better, and I think you're already seeing the improvement on the financial level. It's just happening very slowly. Okay?
I'm not seeing the improvement yet, but I've got my fingers crossed.
Okay, well, that improvement's coming within about 4 days, okay? There's another hump here where it's going to get better. Love life is going to get good. I do see the movement happening, but we're looking at about a week on that one.
Am I meeting someone new?
Well, you know, we only do one question here, but I'm going to let you get away with it. We've got someone new, but we also see the blast from the past trying to rear their ugly head again.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right. Not a problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right. Our next caller today is going to be brought on momentarily. Please don't forget to visit our website, which is howpsychic.com, howpsychic.com. We have a 15-minute reading special going on for only $5. Regular price is $19.95. We also have the one-hour special that can be found on the homepage. So please go to the website after the show, check it out, and whenever you book for a reading or pay for a reading, all you have to do is try and go to the Contact Us page, find the phone number to call, and call that number to set up your appointment. All right. Our next caller today is going to be area code 484. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right in your question.
Hi, this is Tonetta calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Well, hello there, Tonetta. Another repeat.
Yes.
How you doing, hon?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay. All right. What's your question today?
My question is, what is Dan going to be doing here? He did not move in. I know that you had said that you saw him moving in around Thanksgiving time. That never happened.
Yeah. Okay.
So I need to know, what is he going to be doing here?
All right. Well, I'm sorry I was inaccurate on that last prediction for you. Let's see what we can see. Hold on one moment. Yeah, we're seeing the 7th of February here, and then we're seeing the 3rd of March. So I think what's going to happen is about the 7th, he's going to make some movements, get better, start really doing better in the communication skills again, okay? And
okay.
I think around the 3rd is where of March is when I can see him moving in now. Okay.
So he doesn't start communicating real good with me until February the 3rd. Is that what you're saying?
No. It's going to be February the 7th is when he really gets the communication going again on a very positive and consistent level. You're going to hear from him before that.
Right now, the consistency is going to come around the 7th. Yeah, communication is kind of spotty and really not. Like, I feel like when I text him, it's a burden for him to text me back, and then
that's changing now. I understand. That's changing now on the 7th. There's going to be some communication before then, but that's going to be on the 7th of February is when that is actually going to become more consistent and more on a mutual level with him, okay? March 3rd is when I see he may actually move in. Now, that's going to be by choice if you want to
That's funny that you said that because guess what? My lease is up February the 28th, and I already signed the lease for my new apartment, and I am physically myself going to be moving the end of February, beginning of March. So I'm moving.
Wow. So he could be trying to move into the new place with you.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't know either,
but I think it's time we get
another private reading done then, okay? I've got other callers here waiting. So just go over there, check out the special, or, you know, choose what you normally choose, and we'll go from there.
Definitely. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
Hi. All right. Our next caller here is area code 941. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Catherine from Florida. Hi, Reverend Adam.
Hey there, Catherine. We've got some repeats today.
We do have repeats.
How you doing?
And
huh?
I'm well. Thanks, hon. I want an old love has been writing again after a very long absence. And
wow, you mean to tell me they finally reached back out?
Yes. And
wow.
So you picking up anything?
Okay, give me one moment here. Let me see. Oh, wow, the message is good on this one. It's a little distorted, but it's pretty good, okay? They're saying that this individual has learned not all, but a large portion of their lessons from the past that they never learned back then when they were supposed to. They have seen some struggle since they last had contact with you, and that struggle has made them grow in wisdom and in knowledge, okay? There is a genuine interest here. But as far as we can tell right now, they're just trying to be friendly. It may actually grow to become something larger in the very near future. But remember, they have learned most, but not all. Not all being the operative terminology here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's still going to be some issues, still going to be a little bit of problems here. But this is not the only romantic interest I see in your life. So tell me, honey, have you gotten anybody new?
But he ended up being a complete D-bag, and I told him He started out being a very nice guy, and then I found out that he was being very deceitful, and I thought, you know what, let's cut this one off before it goes any further.
Well, good for you, because I would not have hung in there with that one at all, okay? There's also somebody else hanging around, so you might be meeting somebody new too, okay?
Okay. I'll keep an eye out.
All right, hon. Thank
you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, for those of you tuning in and listening to today's show, please don't forget to visit our website, which is howpsychic.com, howpsychic.com. That's howpsychic.com. And we have a 15-minute reading special going on our site as of today, so please check it out. The 15-minute reading is a private reading for $5, can be done over the phone. All right, our next and final caller for this evening is area code 412. First three digits are 378. Hello, caller, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Keisha, and I'm calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Well, hello there, Keisha, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. How may I help you today?
I wanted you to tell me what did you see for a relationship with me and a guy. His name is Dawn.
His name is Bart, you said?
Dawn, D-O-N.
Oh, Dawn, okay. Well, let's see here. Give me one moment, please. Yeah, the spirits are coming back, and they're saying he's an awfully demanding individual.
Yeah.
Give me one moment, though. I'm still coming up with more messages here. I'm trying to filter it all. Yeah, the good Lord's coming in. He's like, okay, this guy is demanding. It could be something positive, but this is one of those people you've got to keep them on their toes. And you've got to make sure that they know where your stance is and that if they don't come to the plate with respect and with, you know, with the same kind of attention and energy that you put into the situation, then it will not work out. Okay?
Okay.
What we're seeing here is that this individual intends well, but they don't necessarily do well. They could be a big-ass teddy bear in front of you. Excuse my friend, sorry. But they have a real problem with respect and being able to remember that they can't just demand everything. Okay?
Yep. Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in, honey. May you be blessed.
Yes, you also.
All right, and we only had that time for today's show. So please don't forget to visit our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. We have the $5 special on the site now, so check it out. That will be over with by midnight, or not midnight, but it'll be over with by sometime this evening. We're going to leave it up for a couple of hours. We're going to go ahead and try and get this last one in. We don't have that much time. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. This is area code 956.
Hi, this is Tony, and I'm calling from Texas. And my question is, hi, it just as far as any change in my finances for the next month or so?
Okay, give me one moment, please, and let me, yep. I don't even need a moment. They're already coming through. There is a blessing for you in a financial standpoint that's going to really help you stabilize and get a little bit above water here. That blessing is coming in just a little over 2 weeks, okay? So believe me, you, there is some looking, like there is some light at the end of the tunnel and some light on the horizon for you, okay? We see that you've been struggling. We see that you have had some issues here. God is really trying to work for you. But remember, God needs you to meet him halfway. You've got to do your part. You've got to go out there and look, and you've got to do what you've got to do to find that work and that money, okay? But we do see some financial improvement happening very soon for you.
Oh, wow, that's great. And you said hopefully within the next 2 weeks?
Hopefully in actually just a little over 2 weeks, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.
Likewise.
For those of you tuning in and listening to today's show, we have a $5 special on our website, which is howpsychic.com, howpsychic.com. And you can go over there and take advantage of that. All you have to do is pay for it, go to the Contact Us page after that, and call the number that is on that page or on the homepage even. We have a phone number on there too. So please check it out. That's howpsychic.com. $5 special, private reading, 15 minutes. Check it out. We want to wish you all namaste, love, light, and good night.